the equals, all adult Spartans who were male. Adult meant above the age of 18. If you were 18 and a Spartan and male, you were an equal. Now, these people had very wide opportunities for participation in the Spartan system. They had substantial rights of political involvement, of political speech, of voting on key issues. This is interesting and important to us. However conservative, however traditional, however stodgy the Spartan system was, it accorded earlier a wider degree of political organization, at least within the equals, than virtually any other political system had done before this time. One could actually ask, was Sparta in some sense democratic? One could say that Sparta was a quasi-democracy, at least among the equals. Whether or not Sparta was democratic is something that may come into a little bit sharper focus for us in our next lecture when we're talking about Athens, and we can perhaps develop one or two comparative insights on the two cities. So the equals first. Second, a group of people called the Perioikoi. The Perioikoi. An oikos is a house in Greek. Peri means around. These were the people around the house. Well, not actually around your house or anybody else's house. It meant the dwellers about. We would say resident aliens. Resident aliens. There's a good deal of scholarly controversy over who exactly we are to understand by these resident aliens. I won't go into great detail on this. Some have suggested that they may have been the indigenous population of Laconia who were there when the Dorians came. Remember our Dorian invasions round about the 12th century BC? Some have suggested they may have been people who migrated into Laconia from surrounding regions. Some have suggested they may have been people who fell out in political contention in Sparta in earlier times. It's very hard to say. They were people who lived in Sparta, who were protected by the Spartan system, who had certain rights, who had certain opportunities, but they could never be Spartan citizens. And therefore, they could never participate politically in the Spartan state. Finally, very interesting class of people, the Helots. The Helots were state slaves. Essentially, these were the conquered Messenians, those neighbors to the west of Sparta whom the Spartans conquered as a way of sort of relieving the demographic pressures in their own area. Now, what is very distinctive about the Helots is that they did not belong to individual Spartans. They belonged to Sparta. Slavery is an old institution. But in most places, slaves belong to individuals, as individuals. In Sparta, the Helots, in a sense, as a corporate body, belonged to Sparta as a corporate body. And it is clear, it seems, that some aspects of the Spartan system were really designed to keep those Helots in place. Okay? Now, if we turn then from the main social classes at Sparta to the institutions of the Spartan system, how was the place set up? How did it operate? There were, in the first place, two kings. Not one, two. Very interesting. The idea being that one was a check on the other. Now, over a very long period of time, these kings always came from two families. Son succeeding to father, generally speaking. Occasionally, again, brothers and others entered into the line of succession. But kings drawn from two families. One was usually at home, functioning as, in some sense, the chief executive officer of the Spartan state. And one was generally in the field with the Spartan armies. They didn't send out both kings with armies. And usually they weren't both at home. Very interesting that these kings had an absolute veto over each other. If one of them decided to make a decision, the other king could veto it. There were two deliberative councils at Sparta. Now, was this the origins, in a sense, of bicameral legislatures? Well, in a way. But it's very important to understand what these two deliberative bodies at Sparta were like and how they worked in conjunction with each other. The assembly at Sparta was an assembly of direct participation, we might have said direct democracy, by all the equals. If you were an equal, you were a member of the assembly. You weren't elected, you didn't represent anybody, you didn't represent a territory. As an equal, you belonged. The assembly could propose laws. It could propose going to war. It could propose concluding a war. It could propose striking a treaty with someone. but it could not finally legislate by itself. What it could do